Good morning, everyone. My name is Vale, and this is my first episode of a podcast. I've had this in mind for a while, and today, it's a Saturday morning, I decided it's high time for me to take the microphone I just bought on Amazon and give it a try. For the ones who don't know me, I'm a Italian guy who lives in Budapest, Hungary. And recently, when I have to fill in the space which talks about me on my profiles in social media, I say I'm a storyteller, an inspirer, and a leader. These are just names, of course. I find them appropriate for me in this period of my life. They have been different and they will change, but that's what I feel today. So here I am, and finally I took the courage to step out of my comfort zone in a way and be here on this podcast, which I'm gonna call Inspiral Podcast. And this name comes from a club which I founded and created in Budapest about 2.5 years ago, which is about connection, is about storytelling, is about people that share a certain set of values and share the desire to connect by telling their vulnerable stories, their courageous stories, anything which can help others grow and reflect on the important themes of life. So this is Inspiral Podcast, and I really have been thinking for a while on how I'm gonna start this. And I finally decided I'm gonna talk about acknowledging your potential and letting it unfold. And then I will also talk about seeing potential in others. But let's go immediately into the topic. Recently, I was talking to a friend about a program. It's a workshop that I'm planning to deliver, to work on. And I was telling her, we need to try this in small because this is gonna be a 6 hours workshop. And my workshops are normally like 2-3 hours. And I think we need to test it before launching it sort of officially. And she looks at me a bit puzzled. And I say, what's wrong? What do you have any doubt? And she said, I don't understand. What are you scared of? Because as I know you, you are totally capable of delivering a workshop. It doesn't matter if it's 3 or 6 hours. You're just able to do it. I've seen you. And in that moment, I had a bit of a realization that although I find myself a fairly self-confident person and self-aware of what my skills are, she saw in me something that I could not see, or rather, she was more confident than I was on something that I was working on. And that was an important realization for me and takes me back to some things that happened to me in the past and profoundly transformed my life in positive. And I'm gonna tell you some of these examples and maybe stimulate your thoughts about that. I remember a time like after 4 or 5 years in my career when my boss was telling me very openly during our yearly performance review that I was one of his potential successors. I was in his succession plan, and he had a big job with 15 direct reports, an overall organization of perhaps 200 people over 10 locations in Europe. And I was like, no, I mean, I have 4 or 5 years experience. How can you imagine me already in a role like yours? You already had like 10 years experience, by the way, at that time. And I was in one way, I was very happy and felt grateful and honored to be to be seen as a potential like that. On the other hand, I didn't think I wasn't sure I could do the job. But again, that recognition or that acknowledgement or what he saw in me was a potential. Perhaps at that point in time when he told me, I was not ready, but he said he was gonna help me, was gonna coach me, was gonna mentor me, so that in a relatively short amount of time, I could potentially take his job. He didn't say you're gonna get the job, but he says I see the potential in you, and if we work on it together and you keep growing, I think you could do the job in a year or so. And again, that was a interesting point of my life when I realized that some others were seeing more potential in me than I imagined. And I connect to another episode that happened more recently when it was approximately 5 years ago, four and a half, five years ago, when someone in the workplace I used to work here in Hungary approached me and says, Vale, we want to create a Toastmasters club here in the factory. And I actually didn't know what Toastmasters was at that time. For the people that don't know it, it's a global organization, if you wish, that operates through club. But it has the purpose of creating good public speakers and good leaders. So it has a framework that works for many, many years, and it keeps evolving. But the ultimate purpose is to create public speakers that can deliver compelling messages, workshop trainings, and so on. But as a collateral benefit, it also helps you become a better leader because you learn listening skills, you learn to organize events, you learn to facilitate, you learn to give feedback. There are a lot of positive aspects with respect to Toastmasters. But the point is, she came with this idea, would like to ask you to be part of this Toastmasters club. After she explained what it meant, I said, well, looks interesting, I think I'm in. And she said, well, there is a one point though that I'd like to share with you. We thought of you being the president of the club. And I said, you thought of what? Yeah, you should be the president. I said, oh, I like a minute ago, I didn't know what this was all about. And you want me to be the president? And again, it was one of those moments when you say, someone is seeing in me something that I didn't think about. So I, of course, embraced that opportunity. And I need to say, it was one of the best decisions in my life, because Toastmasters gave me the exposure to a number of opportunities to develop my speaking, public speaking skills. And if I only tell you, and probably once I will during this podcast, all the opportunities that it gave me and all my development in this space, I'm very grateful for that, for the day when that person asked me to be the president of the club. And I guess one of the messages I have for you is, when you are out there and you do things with passion and with love, and you expose yourself enough, sometimes people will come to you with ideas, with promotions, with opportunities to do more, to do something different, or even something that you didn't think about. And I believe those are the cases where they are seeing in you, they're seeing you as your future self, as your potential self, and they're seeing your talents. And it's a blessing. So I strongly recommend to take these opportunities, even if sometimes they feel like burdening, because you already have a lot on your plate, and this would mean an extra activity, or it would mean being out of your comfort zone. Again, to the example of my manager telling me I was in a succession plan, put a lot of pressure on me. Hey, I don't know if I can do it. But so it meant to be out of comfort zone with the expectation that he had on me to grow and be able to take the job. So take those opportunities, because when others seeing you potential, seeing you something that you are not able to grasp yet, it's a normally a good sign of where you can get to. And again, it's not 100% score, but be very open to these situations, even when they cause you a discomfort, even when you don't necessarily see what they see. And now I take it to another point I want to make, because this is about an opportunity. What I just mentioned was about opportunities that come your way in a seemingly accidental fashion. Now I'm going to talk about you creating your opportunity for yourself. And many of you have heard me say this before. I believe when you meet someone that inspires you, you should take the person for lunch or for a coffee or for whatever setting offers you the opportunity to talk to that person, understand more of what the person does and how he or she got to the point he or she is, as far as being fulfilled and being happy and doing something of value. So I remember I have this habit actually. So when I see someone that inspires me, I immediately take the chance to say, "Hey, can I invite you for a coffee? Can I invite you for lunch, for dinner, whatever?" So that I have the opportunity to explore the person. And I remember this young lady that came to deliver a training for us at the factory years ago about Generation Y. And she was in her late 20s, not even 30, and she was already an entrepreneur with a consultancy company. And she inspired me, because I always had this idea that one day I'm gonna do something by myself. And I just invited her for a conversation in front of a coffee like a few days later, and she said, "Yeah, I'm happy to talk to you." And we talked, and one of the things she did was showing me some article that she had written on a platform called Medium. And that triggered in me the thought of how passionate I was about writing when I was a teenager and in my early 20s. And that's something that I almost completely dropped as far as telling stories, writing blogs, or writing articles. And she inspired me to do the same and to restart writing. And that's what I did about 3 years ago. In fact, I think I published my first article in June 2015 on Medium. So I use the same platform that she recommended, and since then I began to write fairly regularly and got very positive feedback. I have a number of followers. I have friends telling me how they appreciate what I write and how it resonates with them. It's been a massive source of fulfillment for me in the last 3 years. And I'm very grateful for that conversation I had, when the person stimulated and triggered my fantasy, if you wish, and helped me see an opportunity that I had buried for many years. As I said, I hadn't written anything except for work-related stuff for years, and now it's a big part of my life. So this is slightly different from the first set of examples I gave. This is about you being the protagonist on looking for opportunities to grow and to unfold your potential by connecting with people that inspire you, that show you a different way of living, of working, and you see joy, you see fulfillment, you see passion in them, you see that they are at some place in their life where they found opportunities to be closer to their true nature or what they really love doing. And the third point I want to make is changing a bit the roles is when you see talent, when you see potential in others, now it's your chance to go talk to these people, and as a minimum, you can give them feedback and say, "Hey, I've been observing you doing this, and I love how how you empathize with people, or I love how you listen and you reflect back, or you have a great talent at analyzing data and giving a comprehensive yet concise interpretation of the data. I love how you present things. I like how you articulate thought, whatever. So give feedback so that people can see their potential if they don't see it yet. And this is about being proactive when you do that. Okay, it doesn't have to be someone that works for you. It doesn't have to be part of a framework. Just do it freely. I mean, you can do it at the restaurant if the waiter is particularly nice and takes care of you, and you feel he does his job with passion. Just give that feedback. It's free and makes the person feel good, and it also may help the person see something in himself or herself that he was not seeing before, prior to your feedback. And I say this because recently, when I did some coaching session with people and I helped them, a few times in preparing some speeches for my Inspiration Lead Spiral Club or for Toastmasters, I received that feedback that, Vale, you always push me to be better off. You always encourage me to try even when it's not comfortable for me, or when I don't see the opportunity, or didn't see the potential of my message. And I'm very happy to be able to contribute to these people's growth by encouraging them. But what I many times say, hey, when I saw you the first time, or when I saw you in that particular occasion, I saw your potential. I saw where you were. I realized, I acknowledged you were at a certain point, but I could envision your progress and your growth in that space. And that's beautiful, because it reminds me of the time when I was the one being approached and the people saw potential in me. So I love to offer this gift to people, helping them see their future selves, their future skills, or how these skills develop, can develop over time. So this is really all I have for today. If I wrap it up, it's really three messages. One is be open to listen and to catch the messages and the opportunities when people come and offer you feedback, or and offer you actually concrete opportunities to do things, even when they are out of comfort zone or you don't see it yet in yourself. Second is go and proactively connect with people that inspire you, and that you see some light in them. You see they are passionate and they love what they do. Talk to them. Understand what they do, understand why they do it. And the third one is help others by telling them what you see in them. If you see the potential, if you see the skills, tell them. Just make them aware of how good they are in what they do and how better they can be if they insist, if they develop, if they put efforts into something that they already have the seeds within to do a great job, or to master some skills. Okay, with this, I realized I spoke for almost 20 minutes without interruptions, and I'm happy to have begun my podcast journey. And I wish you all a great time, and I'm hoping to have you listening to this podcast in the future as well. Thank you. Bye.